Hello, Micah. Nice to see you. How are you doing today?
I'm enjoying the smoke I have here, and I'm sitting in my work room, and outside it's already getting kind of dark, even though there's still a little bit of light. And we are using the modern means of Skype Messenger.
Yeah? Personally, and of course, many of our audience have many questions about Straight Out of Hell, but let's start with this. You changed the record label for releasing this album. Would you tell me what happened? Because it seems it's the same team who produced the Seven Sinners album, but only the record label changed.
No, not really. It's still Sony Records, and they were also there for the gaming level. So we have a cycle of people, you know, working well together, and this is also, you know, it's kind of audible in the album, and maybe it's also one of the main reasons why it seems more accessible to the fans or whatever, because not everyone involved on a record, and to get used to it, you maybe grow to like that lineup you have, and then it's always a different thing if there's a language change, whatever, you've grown to like a band the way it is.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's good, you know, when you see all the people there, you know, that have been there before, and then you get to, oh, but what have they done? And, oh, this track, and oh, this is crazy, and oh, what a sound. And then, you know, you feel it a little bit at home. And particularly have an accessible album like this, where we get kind of good reviews all over the world. And so there must be a particular magic, something good about the record, because people seem to like it a lot. And there's something right, I think.
Yeah, I see. Okay, many bands use dark themes in their music. Halloween is notable for sharing positive energies in your songs. And you claim that The Straight Out of Hell is another album in this style. I'd like to know why you choose to be on the positive side.
It's because I don't know on the dark side or whatever. I mean, you may have some success that way because from a magical point of view, maybe the dark side helps more seemingly. This is arguably one thing, but you know, I actually don't, I don't want to rely on the thing because it's actually, I think, affecting my health or my physical circle or whatever.
Oh.
And, I'm a believer. I believe in God and not in definite things.
Yeah.
And, you know, that, you know, when you the 70s, you see that, you know, maybe there's evil fight in everything in the universe or whatever that wants to keep you from doing those things because we had some weird things happening by that time. And also, you know, the overall situation that the band was in, you know, that's not that you feel happy about it or something, you know, you go, you know, it's also negative and it's eating at you and I don't know, I mean, running around in black, you know, that's what I do, I have black clothes, my furniture, like I like black, but
yeah.
It has nothing to do with my sense for things, you know, it's just a kind of color that doesn't annoy my eyes so much. On the other hand, I love blue and white and, you know, I have lots of things here where I live in blue, white and black.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know, it's a feasible thing to do to be on the dark side. It's not recommendable for your health, actually.
I see. Yeah, okay. But you know, when you look at the artwork on the first viewing, I found a paradox, but after thinking a moment, I found that you seem to say something like, we had two civil wars, we learned our lesson, and it will never happen again. Am I right?
Yeah, and you know, if there would have been end of the world or something that's proclaimed, you would probably have a lot of army and tanks driving around in order to maintain civil order, you know, or whatever, or to help or to get things back. organized as good as it could, even though everything is going down the drain. You would probably have to look military.
Yeah.
And then cover is just, you know, kind of ridiculous. What, pumpkins, bottles and stuff, and it's all kind of very ridiculous. It's not serious.